Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative, Lord, to be able to come tonight and with great anticipation of what you have for us. Lord, to allow us to, Lord, have instructions and guidance to draw closer. Lord, expecting a revelation to burn in our hearts. To Lord, to be given to us to, that we may walk thereby. Oh, Jesus, Lord, what we have to look forward to. Bless us, each and every one that's gathered. Strengthen us and encourage us. Bless the brother as he brings thy word, Father. Lord, and may as we sing songs, Father, and hymns, may it just prepare our hearts, settle our minds. Lord, truly, may we just be of one mind and one accord, Lord. And may it be felt, Lord, as he brings forth the word, a pulling, Lord, a hungering. Lord, we thank you for that. We just ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, in the big books on page 44. Amen. God leads us along. Be glad he leads us. Never leaves us to find our own way, but he's always there with us. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow through is the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through the sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Amen. Some through the water, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the nice season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and Satan God leads his dear children along. Some things he can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some sorrow, but God gives a song in the nice season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. In glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along.
come through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gave the song in the night season and all the day long.
Amen. Leads us along. Hallelujah. Back over on page 30. Amen. Higher ground. Pressing. Amen. Be determined. Hallelujah.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, my friend, my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land.
Page 138. Yes. Christ the solid rock I stand. That rock of revelation. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace in every step. my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant and his blood support me in the realming flood. When all around my soul gives way, even as all my hope has lessened, amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. All other ground, oh Jesus,
is sinking sand.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone. All blessed he stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground, oh hallelujah, oh, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant and his blood support me in the overwhelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, even is all mine. Oh, thank you, Lord. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. He's always there, saints. Lean on. Cast your cares upon him. Amen. He'll bear them for you. Carry you through. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Brother Luke, would you like to come up with an offering? Oh, yes. Amen. That's the blessing, if you will.
Yes.
Let the Lord have his way. Amen.
Let the Lord have his way, oh, in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand, oh, until the Lord has his way. Put your life in his hand, oh, rest secure in his plan. Oh, let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Praise his name. Would you have something on your heart, something you'd like to take before him? Amen. Brother Philip, would you take the request again this evening?
Brother Luke,
Gracious Lord, we just appreciate all that you do for us, Lord, and all that you mean to us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have, Lord, of thy God, of thy great salvation, Lord, and the plan that you made down for us, Lord, to lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, into thy ways of truth and righteousness and holiness, dear God. And we pray, Father, you just continue to lead us, Lord, and direct us, Lord.
Yes.
Thy God, yes, help us, Lord, to walk in that way that you laid down for us, Lord. And we pray tonight for those, Lord, that may have a need that out of the hands of us today. As you know, the need, the desire that was on the heart, Lord. I pray, dear God, that we might at this time reach out by faith,
yes,
Lord. And thy God, and trust in your word, and trust in you, Lord. And thy God, to meet the need and supply the need. And we pray tonight with our words, Lord, that you just anoint the message, Lord. And
yes,
help you just speak those things that you laid upon his heart, Lord. And thy God, that you just open our hearts to receive that word, Lord. And pray, Father, to bring forth truth, Lord, of the righteousness and holiness, dear God. And we just pray that I bless the whole remainder of the service that you might get. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Will somebody in the congregation have a song to sing? Your own grace? If you come.
In his time, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show. That you do just what you say in your time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. You make make all things beautiful in your time.
Amen. In your time. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise his holy name. Let's just sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Appreciate again this opportunity this evening to be gathered in here and Lord anxiously waiting for your word. And Lord, I'm asking again this evening that you would just reach down by your Holy Spirit and dip these precious words into our hearts.
Amen.
And Lord, the revelation of it would be pulsating and alive and real. The Lord, a people could truly be in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, Lord, not just in a dead carnal formality, but Lord Jesus, truly be alive in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Lord, for they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Lord, there's no exception. There's no other choice. But Lord, what you said is exactly the way it is.
Amen.
So we ask now that you would speak to us again through the Word. Draw on our heartstrings, as I said, Lord, and make us more like Thee, O God. We ask in Your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to get right back into our little message this morning, from this morning. And we'll go ahead and put our blackboard up again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, we want to go right back into this true justification. And, you know, before I do, I was thinking about this again today. And not really has anything to do with our message this evening. But I was thinking again, of course, thinking about this true justification and how God has cleaned the people and cleaned their lives. And yet knowing those people are in a midst or living in a world that people's lives are such a mess. And even thinking about our countries and so forth, it just seems like I've thought about that lately, just how sin-stricken it is and the shape and condition it's getting in. And you wonder oftentimes just how much longer God will hold this thing off. And that his wrath will be turned loose. And I think a lot about that. And I say, Lord, help me to be ready. Lord, and help the people that you have put under my place to be a sheep, Lord, that I could help you and be of service to you to get your people ready. The ones, Lord, that you have helped me to understand, and those that have understood me, to be in one mind and one accord and seem like precious faith.
Amen.
But I was thinking about this, his little article about Abraham Lincoln, which I always think a lot about Abraham, you know, and our past presidents, and especially the horrible mess that every country has as a president right now. But we find here is a little thing about what Brother Abraham said, because I believe he was my brother. Amen. He says, in one of these things he wrote to the nation at that time, he said, "We have grown in numbers." Now remember, this is clear back in the 1860s. And look how much more sin-stricken this nation is now compared to what it was then. It says, "We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power, as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have become too self-sufficient, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." Could you imagine a president now doing that? And in 1863, in March, President Lincoln issued a proclamation appointing a national fast day. Wow. In which he urged the nation to repent and turn to God. Wow. Again, could you imagine a president in this age doing that? Of course, he was assassinated. But yet, we see that there used to be men of God that run this country. And it has turned now to a complete turmoil and mess. And you say, "Well, don't you have confidence in any of our presidents?" Absolutely not. All these politics is of the devil. Brother Branham said it was. And we realize every portion, every avenue of it is of Satan. And this is Satan's civilization now operating. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this old civilization. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. Amen. And want nothing of it. Just to serve my Lord.
Amen.
Put in my time, temporarily being here on earth, as a pilgrim and stranger journeying, and then leave. And watch the fire of God destroy it all. Because one day it will be destroyed. But we realize that we too were in that sin-stricken condition. And like I say, we may look back now and we look at the world condition and we say, "Oh my, it's in a terrible condition. There's so much of this sin business going on anymore, and filth and corruption and death, killing, and all these things going on." But just think, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd be in the same mess. And we'd be enjoying it. We'd be making fun with it and making light of it, that, "Oh my, isn't this a wonderful life to live?" No, not in that life it isn't. But in Christ, it's a wonderful life to live. Amen. And it has nothing to do with this world. But we are in it.
Amen.
But not of it. Amen. So, in just thinking those things, I thought I'd just throw that out to you, because we realize the world is in one of the worst conditions we've ever seen, and it gets worse day by day, and very quickly getting worse. As I said before, just a few nights ago, you know, but the little bride, I believe, is getting ready too.
Amen.
There's a momentum building up now, and she's getting ready to leave this world. Amen. And I'm looking forward to it, and how we all should love the appearing of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's by understanding these things, it's the reason we ought to love the appearing of the Lord, because we can be assured and know for sure where we stand by the grace of God, you see. All right. So, again, we want to go back in our little message, true justification. And I'd like to refresh a couple quotes to you. First, in the Visible Union Bride of Christ, and where the prophet said here on paragraph 214, he said, your name of your first nature, all right? Your name of your first nature was born and put in a book of life. All your deeds was wrote in it too. What a terrible book that would be. Amen. Everything you'd done under that nature was put in a book called the Book of Life. That was that first nature he was born with. Again, I know how, because Satan is blinding them. You see, and they're not given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. God hides it from them. So the thing of it is, you still wonder how, as plain as these things are, men can get up behind a pulpit and preach something contrary to what that prophet said. Try to turn it into something else, that there's only one soul, there's only one nature he's born with, when so many places shows and proves it was two. Amen. Do we all have, is there any of us here that have a problem with seeing it's two? Huh? Two natures, two souls? Do we have any problem with that here? I hope we don't. Amen. All right, so he said that all your deeds was wrote in it too, in this book of life. All right, now I'm going to skip on over to paragraph 222. He said, well, you separate from your first union by a spiritual death. Now you are born again or remarried again to a new spiritual union of not your natural life of the things of the world, but of eternal life. That germ that was in you at the beginning found you. All right, that germ that was in you from the beginning found you. All right, so again, we realize God placed that little seed of God in there, that little gene, soul, amen, inside you. When he seen you in his mind, he knew you would be placed here on earth in a body, and that part of him, that seed of God, would be placed inside of you. All right, which is going to make you altogether different, because again, that's what's going to end up being the controlling source of your life. All right, you have a worldly nature you was born with that was a controlling source. And that's why we've done, as we spoke of this morning, many of the things we've done. It's why many are still doing the things that they do, and even yet say that they believe the message, but yet doing the things they're doing. All right, he says, now your old book is gone. Right, that first book, that old nature, and I was talking about when you've received a new birth. Now that old book, under that old nature that you was born with, is gone. Okay? Pay attention to that. It's gone. You all realize what it is when something's gone, don't you? Huh? Well, if you were to sit here, we'll just give a short little thing here. If you, one of you was to stay here tonight, and everybody else left, okay? Maybe come along about 10 o'clock and everybody's gone. And you're still sitting here. You can't see none of them, can you? Because they're gone. Absolutely gone. You can't see them. You can't talk to them because they're gone. You can't say, hey, John, I need a jump. My car won't start. I need a jump. Ain't no good to say it because they're gone. Well, that first book that you was born with is gone. When you've received a new birth,
amen,
is gone. All right, so there's no calling it back. There's no getting it back. It's gone. Okay? Pay attention now. Your old book is gone with your old union. Now your name, he skips it a little bit, has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book, he skips again, he says, God put it in the sea of his forgiveness. He put it in the sea of his forgiveness. And I'll tell you what, because later on here we'll do a little something, let's just put that old nature there again. Okay? So we realize again, that's that, what he's talking about so far, that old union, that old nature you was born with. Okay? All right, let's put in the sea of his forgiveness. You stand perfectly before God. Now, we'll be coming back to that here in a little bit. You stand perfectly before God. I remember what we was talking about later this afternoon, or when we was getting ready to, shortly, when we was about ready to close off this morning. We was talking about that as angels and the cherubims, and they worshiped God, and that's what made him God, because God is an object of worship, and God created these angels and these cherubims to worship him, and they never done any wrong. And you know who else didn't do no wrong? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Never done no wrong. Right. And what about us now? We were born in sin, shape, and iniquity, so we didn't start out that way. But I've got to have a revelation that I'm in the same condition our Lord Jesus Christ is in. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. See, some of you don't see that, but I'm going to read it to you. Now, you don't take my word for it. I want you to take the word of the Lord's Amen. Word for it. Okay?
Amen.
Now, people don't believe this, and people think, well, that can't be. And just no way we're going to stand before God like that. Remember the question the Holy Ghost led me to ask you that Thursday evening before we started this series. How do you stand before God? How do you know how you stand before God? Do we know? And we come to find out that several didn't understand. Or some thought they still looked filthy before God. Or they just wasn't in the right condition with God. All right, let's go on. He says, God put it in the sea of his forgetfulness. You stand perfectly before God. Now again, before I go too far, I'm sure we know what perfection is, don't we? For something to be perfect or in perfection, it is flawless. There's no flaws. Do you understand that?
Amen.
That's what perfect, when something is perfect, there's no flaws in it. Okay? Now, your name is now in a new book. Not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life, what the Lamb redeemed. Not the old book of your natural union, but your new. Bride, hallelujah, he says. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life, your marriage certificate, hallelujah, where your true eternal gene, your true eternal gene from the beginning takes hold. All right? Not that it just became eternal. It always was eternal. But now it comes to that point it takes hold.
Amen.
Okay? Now, you're not only forgiven, but you're justified. Now, in these next few words, he's going to, again, just get it fresh in our mind what justification is, what being truly justified is. But you're justified. Glory, he says, justified. Romans 5:1 says, yeah. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, look up the word. The word don't mean forgiven. The word means justified. It don't mean you're forgiven. For instance, you heard I got drunk and done some evil things and everything. Then you come around and say to me that you found out I didn't do them, after all. And then you come around and say, Brother Branham, I forgive you. Forgive me. I didn't do it at the first place. Okay?
Amen.
Now, if I did do it, I'm guilty. But you could forgive me, and I would be, and he says, and I wouldn't be guilty, but yet I'm not justified because I actually done it. So if you actually did do something, pay attention to what he's saying. You're guilty. If you actually did something, you're guilty. But what if the real me, let me put it this way, what if the real me never did it? Then I'm not guilty. But what if that old union and that old nature did these things? I'm guilty. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. But if I didn't do them, I'm not guilty. Okay? So pay attention to that. But the word justify is though you never done it. That's what justify is. Just want to freshen your mind up to it. Amen. It's not even regarded at all. It's not even regarded. How is it done? In God's book of the sea of forgetfulness. Your old book and marriage is divorced and dead. It's not even in the memories of God. Now, can you really trust God for that?
Amen.
Really believe Him for that? That it's not even in the memories of God. Oh, hallelujah. If He said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. You're justified. Therefore, being justified, it was accused. You was accused. You never done it in the first place. The old union is in the sea of God's forgetfulness. You never done it in the first place. Your old union is in the sea of His forgetfulness. So what got all messed up and goofed up? That first union. Not the second union. The first union. Okay? But God's going to forget all about that first union. And He already has. But He gives us the opportunity to talk about it and stir up your minds and let it be revealed that He don't remember it. Oh, glory. You wasn't married to it to begin with. Wow. He took your place. For you were predestinated for Him. Now, those are the ones that He's talking about. Those is predestinated. Now, remember these things because we're going to go back and read Romans 8. Okay? To be in His, He said, you were predestinated for Him to be in His bride. Now, it may have took some of us a long time to figure that out. And there may have been sometimes there were certain situations that came along that got me turned to the right direction. And I might have went a long time in life before that happened. Some of us may have talked to a certain person that had ran onto this message. And they told you about it. And then you got to searching for it because it was something on the inside, let's say it in a simple way, that began to click. There was just something about what you was hearing begin to draw your attention. There may have been a circumstance in life. You may have got hurt really bad. You may have had a house burned down. You may have got physically hurt bad. You may have run onto somebody somewhere. Something happened. But God knew somehow you would run on to that opportunity.
Amen.
And let you see that you were sent on this earth for a purpose. Right? But now He had a reason for us to go along in that sin for a while. He had a reason, a purpose for us to be all covered up in that filth and corruption. He had a reason for us to be born in that first nature, that first husband, and to have it controlling us, and we wouldn't have the right kind of desire to be able to serve Him. Anything that was filthy, we liked it. Anything that was worldly, we liked it. Just something about it. Just we loved the things of the world. That's why the Scripture said, he that loves the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
Because they're not born again. Simple as that. How can you love the things of the world and the love of the Father be in you? It ain't going to happen. You see? All right, he says, for you were predestinated for him to be in his bride before the foundation world. The Bible said so. You are predestinated seed. How do you come to this? You were deceived into it by your first marriage to your adulterous parents, Eve. It's no fault of your own. No. We couldn't help we was born the way we was, could we? Absolutely not. You're an innocent little baby born from mother's womb that mother and dad conceived together and you was born. How could you have stopped it? Huh? Was you going to be a little ghost floating around saying, Mommy and Daddy don't get together? I'm not going to be born. I'm just going to die in Mama's womb. I'm going to stop this thing. No. It wasn't your fault. No. And you know what? God realizes this. By your natural birth, see, you come after Eve who committed adultery. That's how you got here. Because Mother Eve committed adultery with that serpent. And from then on, it came through sex. Okay? Instead of word multiplication. That's the reason you was born an adulteress. You're a sinner to begin with. Wow. But again, remember, you couldn't help it. No, you couldn't help it. That's right, you was deceived into it. He says, it ain't your fault, he says again. It ain't your fault. You never did it. Because that little germ that was in you was to be you before the foundation of the world. God put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. So when you was born, you already had, those that have eternal life right now, was born with that seed of God in them, that gene of God in them. They was born with it. So many people today, even Christians, and that's the problem, even some of the believers today haven't had the right teaching, and they think they go to the altar, and then this soul comes in them. Only the elect can be reborn. Amen. See, the seed of God is in there before the foundation of the world. God knew it would be in your body, in this tabernacle of flesh, when you got here.
Amen.
You see? Oh my. Can you believe these things?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. That little germ that was in you was in you before the foundation of the world. God put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. All right, now we'll stop there and go into spiritual amnesia. Now, I remember what he was talking about earlier. If the angels was good, never done wrong. The cherubim's never done wrong. And the Lord Jesus Christ never done wrong. And God wanted these angels and cherubim's to worship him. And they had to be pure. Because he is pure. He is perfect. And he isn't going to accept anything that's not perfect to worship him. Oh my. No wonder, as we taught a while back, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see? All right. Let's go on. Now, to be a true Christian, this is spiritual amnesia, April 11th, 1964. You have to be the same. Now, to be a true Christian, you have to be the same. We don't want to forget that. All that he was, I'm identified with him. I'm identified with him, he repeats. Notice, and he is in me, and I am in him. Oh, and this is that day it's supposed to happen. In that day you shall know that I'm in him, he's in me. Is that right? Absolutely, that's what Jesus said. Notice then, every Christian that's a real, genuine Christian. Notice he makes sure we understand that. Real, genuine Christian. So in other words, you've got the new birth. Was with him. And he says, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy, before there was a foundation world, we were identified in the immortal realms with God. 10 million years before the world was ever formed. Think of that. We was identified with him clear back then. Now we're talking about being in the thoughts of God in the eternal.
Amen.
Now once you're eternal, you can never quit being eternal. So we came this route though, and it made it look like, oh, I didn't know where I could be eternal. But God's going to get you to see and understand, though you came this route, you're still eternal. And I'm going to tell you what, when you really get a revelation of all these things we're going to be bringing, then you are going to love the appearing of the Lord. I mean, you're going to love it. And if you still love this sin-stricken world, you need a new birth. Yeah. Come on. Let's go on. Oh, how many, many people over the earth need this. Thousands in this message need this. Notice, he says, he's in me, I'm in him. Every Christian that's a real, genuine Christian, Christian was with him when the morning stars sang together. I guess we read that, it's going down. He said, 10 million years before the world was ever formed, I was back there with him if I got eternal life. And every one of you sitting here this evening that had eternal life was with him again before the world was ever formed. I was there with him. I was identified with him. When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. As he asked Job, where was you, Job, when the sons of God shouted for joy? Huh? Where was you? Again, now, they must have had something to shout about. There must have been some reason to have joy. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. I was with him when he called Abraham at the age of 75 years old and his wife being 65. Now, let's get this down right now. Let's don't get off track. Where did that happen?
Amen.
Everything he's going to be saying here happened here before it happened down here on earth. Okay? You got to stay with what he's bringing here. He says, I was with him when he called Abraham at the age of 75 years old and his wife about 65 and told him they were going to have a baby. I was with him when he took his stand upon, thus saith the Lord, I'm going to have that baby. I stood with him. Every other Christian stood with him. I was with him when his temptations comes. I was with him when he went up on top of the mountain to offer up Isaac. I was with him when the ram appeared. Now, we can pick up the Bible and read those things in the Bible, but before it was in that Bible,
Amen.
It was in the thoughts of God.
Amen.
I was with him then. Because
yes.
You're just as eternal as Abraham was. Let's go on. He says, I was with Joseph when he was rejected of his brothers because he was spiritual and the rest of them was carnal. I could say something there. But I won't. I was with him when he knowed the reproach he had to stand by his own brothers and what he was. I am what I am. He was. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. Why there's no big I's or little U's. We're all saved by the grace of God and was in the thoughts of God by His grace and mercy. I was with Joseph in his cave. I was with him when he went to the right hand of Pharaoh. You had to be identified with him. I was with Jacob that night when he wrestled all night with the angel. I've wrestled myself, he said. I know what he went through with. So I wrestled with Jacob. And the same time he did, he said, for I am his brother. And I was with Moses when he went down into Egypt. I was with Moses at the burning bush. Again. Right there. Do you know that's the positive? This is just the negative we went through. There's the positive. Oh my. Glory. Let's go on. He says, I was with him when he knowed the reproach he had to stand by his own brothers, what he was, and I am, what I am, he was. When he went in the right hand of Pharaoh, I guess we read that. I was with Jacob that night when he wrestled, we read that. I was with Moses when he went down to Egypt. I was with Moses at the burning bush. If you're a Christian, you are identified with them Bible characters. Don't forget it. There's a reason why not to forget it. I was with Moses when all the people turned against him. I was with Moses when he crossed the Red Sea. Oh, hallelujah. When he raised his hand and walked forward and the Red Sea opened, I was identified in Christ right then. And I was in Moses at that hour. No wonder when we hear these things, there's just something on the inside that clicks. Oh, I've seen this before. I've been with this before. Recognizing your day in this message. Amen. Oh, so beautiful. What every Christian has been, what every believer has been, every believer now is identified with that same person, whatever it is. You must be identified. Don't forget that, he says again. When you do, what? When you do what? When you forget it, you've got spiritual amnesia. You've forgotten who you are. Now identified with him, with Moses, when he crossed the sea. I was with Elijah in the days of Ahab, when they had to make a choice who they would serve, God or Balaam. We had to make our choice today. Are we going to serve God or are we going to serve another Balaam? Are we going to serve another man's creeds, ideas, pretense, false ideas, man's rules, regulations? Or are we going to serve God? He was with him on Mount Carmel when he had to make this choice. For we are identified in the body of the same God that he was identified in them. So if we're identified in that body, then we must remember we were there with him. That's right.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Remember now, it's got to be revealed to you. You've got to be able to accept this by faith, that it's revealed personally to you. Again, these things are just as real to me, and I believe it more this than looking at that light bulb. Yeah. This is the reality. This is real. So, Brother Steve, you mean tell me you're standing up there and reading these things, and you don't have just a little bit of wonder if that's really true? I don't have even an inkling of just a little bit of wonder if it's true, but I ain't sure who you are. My eyes can see you. I know you're a human being sitting there, but I ain't sure, because eyesight sometimes messes things up. But God's word never fails.
Amen.
Heavens and earth shall pass away,
amen,
but his word shall never fail.
Amen.
Never. You've heard people say, I seen Henry do this, and really, what they seen was not really what happened. But because the person had in their mind of twisting things around to start with, they had Henry doing something they didn't even know what Henry really did. Yeah. The foolishness of eyesight sometimes baffles and destroys people's lives. Now, I was with David when he was rejected by his own brethren. I was with David. You were too, if you're a Christian. You have to be identified in his rejection. I was with the Hebrew children. I'm reading all these things for a reason. I was with the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. No wonder I can believe it. Yeah. When the fire couldn't burn them because of the presence of the fourth man.
Amen.
I was with Daniel in the lion's den. I was identified in there when the angel of the Lord identified him in there. I was most surely with him at Calvary. Who? Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I must be identified with him at Calvary. I must be there to a place that where not all, he says, where not also was I identified with him at Calvary. I died with him at Calvary. Oh. And every Christian must die with him at Calvary. If you don't die with him at Calvary, you can't be none of his. I was there when he died. I died with him. And then I was with him when he raised up from the dead. Again, no wonder we can believe it so easily. I came up on Easter morning with him. No wonder it's so precious about the Easter story. In the resurrection, whatever he did, are you really starting to listen now? If he wasn't before, you make sure you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he did, I was right there with him. Every believer was the same. And now, I am seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You are seated there in heavenly places with Christ Jesus to recognize these things that God has done for you. With all powers of all of hell conquered through him, every Christian believer has seated the same way because you have been identified with it. Now it's going to keep getting better, listen. Now I find myself in the last days with many of the believing Christians identified in his ministry. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I find myself in this day. Do you find yourself identified today in this message? Has the mysteries called your name? Hallelujah. identified in his ministry? Do you find yourself that way and believing it? Huh? And you just can't seem to help it. You believe it. And walking with it? Do you find yourself walking with it? Notice the works that he did. He said the believer would do the same thing. The works that I do shall you also. Then can you be identified with him? Then when the reproach comes on the word, can you stand the reproach like he did? See and identify with him? I was identified with him. And as a Christian, I'm identified with him. Amen. I was with Noah when he went into the ark. I was with Moses when he came out of Egypt. Amen. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I was with him when he did that. How many believes these things? 100%. Without any doubt. That you was with them. These Bible characters. Hallelujah. You came from the same source that they came from. I was truly with him. I identified myself in his death there on Calvary when I died to the things of the world, to myself and all traditions. I was identified with him. I was identified with him on Easter morning when he rose from the dead. I was identified with him on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down like a rushing mighty wind. I was identified with him. All that he was, I am. Hallelujah. And all that I am, he was. Amen, he says. Being dead in him, we are identified with him. Again, he says, what he is, I am. He's perfect, isn't he? So are you. Because of what he done for you. I'll go on and we'll close here in a little bit. So don't hold you. I've already been a half hour. Keep reading on things that are to be. All right. He says here, paragraph 61. Now we find this life holds all kinds of evils. You all agree with me on that?
Yes.
Absolutely. So therefore, the life that is to come won't have it. The life that is to come have all these evils. This one has lust and sickness and death, because what is it? It's not the house that he's gone to prepare. We were trapped into this one. This is not the house he's gone to prepare. This is a pest house. And it's pretty pesty to me when I first got here again. It's in a lot of pain. It's pretty pesty. But there's a reason for it. But again, I can't help but to say, again, 100%, as God is my witness, for some reason when I begin to get in his word, the pain is all gone. Absolutely, positively, none. If only could stay, as I said the other night, and preach till Jesus comes, I would be fine. Amen. This is a pest house. How many knows what a pest house is? Sure. Well, that's what you're living in. A pest house is where they put all the diseased people, where that's just what sin done to us, put us in an earthly pest house. They won't let anyone else come in the pest house because there's all kinds of germs flying around in there, and the people will take these germs and be sick themselves, and sin brought us into that devil's pest house. Oh, but the other one is called my Father's house. I'll go and prepare a place for you, take you out of this pest house, and deliver you into my Father's house. Amen. There you are. Take you out of this old earthly pest house. He's gone to prepare a place, a perfect place, where no evil exists. No sickness exists. No old age exists. And no death exists. It's a perfect place calling you to that perfection. And you have to be perfect to get in there. You have to be perfect to get in there. And we've got these Mickey Mouse preachers behind the pulpits today and say, you're never going to be perfect. And then they try to get you to go on a route of you'll never enter into perfection with God. Well, that's sure contrary to Scripture. When the Scripture says, be ye therefore perfect, as my Father in heaven is perfect. And the Scripture says in Ephesians 4, beginning 11, that he called this ministry till we come into the unity of the faith and the fullness of stature and come into perfection and all these things. So what's these Mickey Mouse preachers doing? They're trying to deceive you. And the Mickey Mouse preachers is just waiting for the day God's going to burn them in hell. With William Marion Branham's name attached to their little belief that they think they're going to heaven because they got that name attached to their ministry. But they're going to burn in hell. Because I'm telling you, there is a people that the only way they're going to see him is perfect. The Bible said, Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's a perfect kingdom. So it must be a perfect people come. So God had to do something to make it that way. Because in ourselves, we can never be perfect. So he done something for us. Because you have to stand and be married to a perfect Son of God. Wow. And you must be a perfect bride. Glory. Does that mean, Brother Steve, I ain't never going to make another mistake? No. But I'm going to tell you what, it's going to take a revelation to let you see how you stand perfect before God. And if you ain't got that revelation, you ain't standing perfect before Him. You must be a perfect bride. So how can you do it through anything else but the perfect Word of God? Hallelujah. See why it can't have nothing added to it or nothing taken away? It's got to be perfect.
Amen.
In line. Right on time. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Everything has to be exact. It can't be no stinking man's ideas to it. It's got to be exactly the way God said it. So how can you do it through anything else but the perfect Word of God, which is the waters of separation that washes us from our sins, which is what? Unbelief. Amen, that's right. The blood of Jesus Christ. Think of it. The dripping, bloody Word. Excuse me, amen. The blood, the Word of God, bleeding blood to wash the bride in. Do you realize that you're receiving, as you receive this word and you're getting the revelation of it, that bloody word is washing you clean?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Amen. The blood, the Word of God, bleeding blood to wash the bride in. Yes, sir. She stands perfect. Hallelujah. Virgin. Virgin, Brother Steve. Not through that natural birth. But through that gene, seed of God that He placed inside you. Virgin. Hallelujah. Unadulterated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you know what? That little seed germ of God that's in you and was placed in you when you was born, there is inside of you right now, if you was eternal in God's thoughts, is purely unadulterated and has never disbelieved the Word.
Amen.
Never has it disbelieved the Word. before you was born again, you, oh, I don't know about this, and I can't believe this, and I can't believe that, and I don't know about this, and I ain't sure about that. But once that little gene of God in there takes control, there's no way you can disbelieve God's
Amen.
Word.
Right.
Impossible. Oh my. How can the Holy Ghost deny His own word?
Amen.
Impossible. Don't you sisters come on up, please. Are you still listening?
Amen.
That washes us from our sins. That's right. The blood of Jesus Christ. Think of it. The dripping bloody word. The blood. The word of God. Bleeding word to wash the bride in. Amen. Yes, sir. She stands perfect. Virgin. Unadulterated. Are you ready? She's never sinned in the first place. Hallelujah. Never sinned in the first place. You've never unbelieved that word, friend. Hallelujah. She was trapped into it, though. He was trapped into this life. Yes, she was. But God had a purpose in it.
Amen.
That then when she would sing, when the redeemed are gathering in, she knows exactly what He's talking about.
Amen.
Amen. And there's something burning in her heart. This one come by sex and from the fall and must fall with the fall. No matter how much you patch the old thing up. Now look what these ministers are trying to do when they're saying it's regeneration of one soul. They're trying to patch something old up. And it ain't going to work, friend. I'm telling you, these preachers go over the world preaching. Evangelize. People getting saved, they say. People being healed. They need to kick clear off the pulpits. You can't patch the whole thing up. She's going to fall. Anyhow, says she's done. Because she's doomed. Because God said so. She's finished. And God is going to destroy it. He said so. There'll be a renovation of the whole thing. You believe that? In the beginning when the world had its birth. When God pulled back the water to the first off the earth. Like He did the water from the mother's womb. There was a world born, yes. And people begin to live in it when God put them in there, and then they begin to sin. Oh my, and then it was baptized by immersing in the days of Noah. But one day is coming, friend, when God's going to burn it.
Right.
And it's going to clean it completely off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there'll be nothing left of it no more. Hallelujah. All the filth and sin, corruption, with fervent heat. The scripture speaks of it will all be destroyed. Hallelujah. But praise God. Now, in closing, turn your Bibles to Romans 8. Maybe I shouldn't read it yet, but we'll read it again tonight now. Romans 8, begin 28th verse. Now you tell me off at all so far, these quotes I've read. Tell me, you won't understand this better. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
Amen.
Talk about good.
Amen.
How much gooder can you get to know you're justified? Know you stand there perfect before God. Hallelujah. For whom He did foreknow. Oh, that's clear over here. For them whom He foreknew. Yeah. He also did predestinate. In other words, He predetermined.
Amen.
Your outcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you was going to stand before Him and be able to worship Him. Perfect. The same as those angels do. Hallelujah. And be as perfect as He is perfect. No sins attached. No worldly baggage attached.
Amen.
He was going to throw it in the sea of His forgetfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He also did predestinate be conformed to the image of His Son. He's without wrong, isn't He? Aren't you going to be without wrong?
Amen.
Conformed to the image of His Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to His name. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. He was the first one without wrong.
Hallelujah. I'm the next one without wrong. You're the next one without wrong. Hallelujah. Because anything that was wrong, he threw it away and forgot about it. Hallelujah. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Oh, thank God for that day I felt that pull. Amen. And it just wouldn't leave me alone. When I begin to hear something that begin to strike down on the inside, there's something right about this. I may not know what's going on, but there's something right. There's something I need here. I've got to have this. Amen. Them whom he called. Them he also justified. Hallelujah. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? People may point their fingers all at you and accuse you, but if God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He don't just give us part things. He gives us everything. Everything you need to get there, friends. Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Oh, they try to. They try to say we're wrong because we don't go to their church. If we don't go to the church, we're lost. And all this bunch of nonsense. But who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Hallelujah. It is God that justifies, not any other church. It's God that justifies. Hallelujah. It's no other preacher justifies. It's God that justifies. Hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Praise God, my sins are gone. And you know, just for a little information, I was back here and I was getting ready to come in. And I was sitting there and I was trying to thumb through there and thought, now, where's that song at again? My sins are gone. I'd kept going through it, kept going through it like that. I had to give up and go back to here. But today it just came. Bing, and there it was. So we're going to sing it. There was a reason for it. I think he wants you to know your sins are gone. Hallelujah. And you ask me why I'm happy, I'm going to tell you why. And you know what? I'm going to sing because I'm happy. I'm not going to sing because I'm trying to go get you to sing. I'm going to sing. And if you don't want to sing, you're fine. I'll sing it by myself. Because I'm happy. And I thank God for his goodness. But I think there's some more of you happy.
Amen.
Amen. That your sins are gone. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I can't sit there. But if you have to, that's fine. I don't blame you. If you have to, if your body don't feel like, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can stand with me if you want to. Amen. All right. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the churchgoers, they catch me where they are. I say, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. There underneath that blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from the sea of forgetfulness, sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Oh yes, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart. And now, hallelujah, my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession. The devil did depart and never return. Hallelujah, my sins are gone. Oh, yes, there underneath that blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, yes. Sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah. My sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me down, I say, just remember that, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad, hallelujah, my sins are gone. There underneath that blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, glory. Sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, amen, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. Oh, my soul is filled with music. With all my heart I sing. Hallelujah, glory. My sins are gone. There underneath that blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgiveness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about carrying that garbage around, that old heavy baggage. Yeah, I think of what, Pilgrim's Progress, is that what it was called? You're carrying little burdens around. But praise God, it's all gone. Hallelujah. Oh, I know Satan got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. Amen. Talk about glad. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Are you glad? Amen. Let's sing a little chorus again. Brother Timothy, come up and dismiss us. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. My sins are gone. There underneath that blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Glory, hallelujah.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Oh, I love you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen.
Glory to His name.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, my.
Gracious Lord.
You just look back and you just think of Job first.
Yes, amen.
When God asked him, where was you, Job?
Amen.
And then Job seen the realization of that. And oh my, in my flesh, I'm going to see a God.
Amen.
And then think about John when he was there and on the Isle of Patmos. And oh my, the Lord began to show him. And he saw that lamb come forth and take that book. And he said, he screamed, oh, what joy. And how when you truly see. Your was in that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Amen. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are gone. Amen. Glory. Has anybody got something you want to say? Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe a song. Something that's maybe burning on your heart. Brother Paul?
I want to say, I never seen justification like I see it now. I mean, it's just so much clearer. It's just beautiful. You can see it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now ask what you want.
Amen.
Now condemnation.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. When I'm so glad. Amen. I can't find the chord.
I'm so glad that Jesus
set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Heaven and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, Satan's so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, Satan had me bound. Oh, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound. He thought, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan thought he had us bound. Amen. Glory to his name. But thank God we serve a God that knew the end from the beginning. Amen. Laid the foundations of this earth that we could stand here today. That he could pour out this and give it to us here. And know that one day soon we're going to go back to be with him. There. Amen. What a joy it will be in your heart. Amen. When he comes around that table and he wipes him tears from our eyes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. It won't be long. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. I was right there with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh, man. Yes, amen.
No way. Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Had a soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. That the world can't give. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized. Amen. Had a soul change when the Holy Ghost came. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Anyone else got a song or something on your heart? Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Mentioned it, and it's been mentioned before, but to recognize something, you had to know what it was to be able to recognize it again. Amen. Amen. When you think of a prophet, the titling that message, recognizing your day, yes, and its message. Amen. Yes. I've been here before. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Oh, he really is. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. Give you a chance. If there's a song you'd like to sing, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads then. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to have been here this evening and today. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace and your precious word. And Lord, that precious anointing that you send with your word. The Lord, as we said here, Lord, as simple as it may seem, human beings sitting in pews, it seems. But Lord, down inside of there is a portion of yourself.
Oh, yes.
And Lord, you sent down a portion of yourself to here to bring the word.
Lord.
Sent down the Holy Spirit upon it, Lord,
yes,
to bring it into our hearts and make it alive.
Amen.
Lord, and to open up our eyes that we can see we're not earthbound, Lord. We're not of this earth. We're just passing through, Lord.
Oh,
but oh, we've got a home prepared over there. And Lord, it's calling. Lord, we see our glorified body and our theophany. Lord, we feel it influencing us. Drawing on us, Lord. We've got a home to be at, Lord. Oh, there's a supper table set waiting, Lord. And Lord, we want to be ready. And by your grace, we know, without a shadow of a doubt, by your mercy and grace, we'll be ready on that day. Lord, if you should come tonight, Lord, if this be our last day, we're going to sit at that table, Lord. By your grace, what you have done for us, where you've brought us from, and where you're taking us to, Lord. Not of our own will and own merits, but, Lord, by your grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that could be here today, Lord. Bless them, strengthen them, bless those that couldn't. Lord, may, as they listen to the tape, Lord, may the inspiration come off of it to them, Lord, and give them what they have need of. And, Lord, bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a little different speed, but before we leave, can we just sing that little chorus? I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen. I think it's on 224 in your book if you need the words. It's just a little chorus. Amen. I'm sorry, it's 424. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. When you know with an assurance, hallelujah. Did I give you the right page? Yes, yeah, so glad I'm yours, Lord. 424. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad you're mercy has followed me. So glad you found me and set me free. So makes me so humble and so thankful that the King of Kings would take the time to come down and, oh, just be with me. Amen. Oh, my. I'm nobody. Nothing. But, oh, he loved me when I was unlovable. Amen. Oh, my. And did all this for me. Glory to his name. How great it is. What a peace it ought to bring. Amen. When you think on these things, and no matter what's going on around you, I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen. It don't matter. Though the sea's rough and buildings crumbling, falling down, whatever it might be, I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen. Bring such a peace. Hallelujah. He is so real. Amen. I pray that each one of us, this word just will continue to grow. Amen. If you continue to read different scriptures, and as you go back into the quotes, if you look at it through this, it makes a lot of things new. It opens up a lot of channels. And God is just so great. I pray every day, Lord, open my eyes greater. Make it more real. Oh my, that I don't want to just take for granted that I've got it all, you know, as so many do. But Lord, I still need you. Lord, every day that I walk this life, I know I need him. And without him, I can't do nothing. But because of that, I know he's going to do it for me. Amen. I love him. Appreciate him. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.